Let's talk about I Know This Much Is True, the finale, episode 6 of the miniseries. When last we met, Brian left the room while Bryce and I discussed episode 5 because he was done. It was just too much. And that was totally fine. It hit you in ways that it didn't hit Bryce and I, and we understood that. But then you went and watched episode 6.
Yeah, which I think is a double-sized episodes. They weren't all 90-minute episodes, were they?
No, this was, I think the first one might have been
a little extended. Yeah,
this last 20. One was a little longer.
To be honest, like, I granted myself permission to not complete the journey, but at least to give myself the gift of the book ending at the end, and I did real good. For the first half hour, of course, in this episode, we lose Dominic's brother, and there's a funeral, and they figure out where he is and where he went and all that stuff. And I did real good up until, of all things, I was struck by exactly 10 seconds of amazing acting by Rosie O'Donnell, because she plays Dominic's brother's caseworker, and she's so he is so clearly guarded, you're gonna whatever, and she is so unguarded, and that level of good acting just broke me, and I just broke down into tears, and I felt Dominic's rage against his dad. I felt his rage against his mysterious past and his history and so on. And I felt his revelation in therapy when it came to, you have a dad. It's the guy who's been with you since every memory you've ever had. That's the relationship you should be working on. And of course, I felt the horror and the loss when he got to the hospital and saw that he was having, he had the big heart attack and all that stuff. And I felt the rejoining and friendship, and even that moment where they didn't even have to tell us who his dad was, but it was almost like a gift that, his stepdad said, I swore I would never tell, but whatever. What do I got to lose? This is your family. And then he goes and he's like, another cousin, huh? And he's like, no, I don't want your money. I don't want to be part of any of this.
Ever since we started building the casino, a lot of cousins have come out of the woodwork. But it turns out that Ralph Drinkwater knew, like, it wasn't a secret to him. And he thought that Dominic knew.
Yes. Right. I thought it was lovely, and I felt very contented. And for Dominic to reach a point, like, to me, the all-star moment of the whole series is Dominic reaching a moment of self-awareness and self-understanding that he's able to go to his ex-wife and say out loud, I'm sorry that I got caught up. I'm sorry that I prevented us from growing a family. I understand where I am, and I'm on a journey to emotional fulfillment and success now. I mean, I was very thankful that you mentioned, Tom, that you liked the way the story ended, because I got to get some closure from it as well. I don't think I would have enjoyed it near as much if I had just tapped out.
The thing we talked about last week that I think bears on this that I will bring up last week was mostly a flashback to his grandfather and his grandfather's story, and we see his grandfather being
a monster,
not a great guy, being a monster. And I said during the show when Bryce and I were talking last week that I thought it was very obvious that Dominic's father was his grandfather. And
they even reference it explicitly in this one where it knows that's the subtext it put down.
He reads the translation and says to his therapist, how more obvious could it be? I mean, oh my God, right. I'm a disastrous result of a horrific thing.
What I was going to say is Exactly that. I loved that they then in this episode tell you, like, you all thought that, but no. Also, you all thought that his stepdad was horrible, and we set you up to think that. And then they reveal, I think, that Dominic cherry-picked memories to make him feel more horrible than he was and left out all the parts where he was good. I think what the magic trick that I think they pulled here in this final episode is to say, Dominic has been telling you this story. Dominic is an unreliable narrator, just like his grandfather was an unreliable narrator in that manuscript. And the reality was Dominic was the reason he was unhappy. Yes, he had challenges, and Thomas was certainly one of them, but Dominic did a lot of this to himself. And the death of Thomas and the explosion at the funeral and all of that leads Dominic to finally realize, because he's in therapy, that it is under his control. And that while there are horrible things happening to him, he's making them more horrible, and he didn't have to. Mm-hmm. And that's what I loved. And Brian, I'm with you exactly. I loved that they then brought him back to realizing that, sure, his father made mistakes, did some awful things, but his father wasn't a bad guy. And now he realizes that, and he mends that relationship. And yes, he screwed up his marriage, but that didn't mean that it had to, that his relationship with Dessa had to stay screwed up. And it doesn't mean it had to be a fairy tale, you know, we'll get back together either, but he could make peace with that and have her be a friend. And I love that this show that I started watching thinking, I don't want to watch this, I don't think I need to watch this, taught me that this is the problem that a lot of people have in their own lives, is they make their lives into a more tragic story than they are. And that if you deal with your tragedies rather than obsessing about them, in the end, you may end up happier and even possibly more fulfilled. And I thought that was such a wonderful final episode for this. And that's why I sent you that message, is like, I don't like having watched this, especially for those first five episodes and the first half of the sixth, but I'm glad I have watched it.
Well, what we watched was 5.5 episodes of somebody who we were led to believe needed to carry the weight of the world on his shoulders. And we saw that moment when he shrugged and realized that all he needed to do was take care of himself and to be kind and to understand other people.
Oh man, I hadn't even realized that. Because when he does that finally, too late for Thomas, he actually is able to help his dad.
Yeah, right? Right?
And he doesn't have to help his dad and hurt himself to do it.
Right. He's no longer the victim of everything. I mean, yeah. Like, they spend 5.5 episodes explaining you all the things he's a victim of, and then they give us the grace of this moment of him just breathing deeply, shrugging his shoulders, and saying, I can only do what I can do. Let me start right now. And he starts with his wife, his ex-wife, starts with his dad. And it's like, it made me feel really good by the end.
I thought it was, he makes a difference in his dad's life without having to go through all of the trauma that you would have thought he would have, given what you knew about him from the first five episodes.
Yeah. It was still very painful to watch, but I'm very, very glad you said what you said over text and got me to watch that last episode, because I felt a lightness. I mean, there's heaviness along the way. I think Bonnie called in the middle of the funeral and I'm bawling and then, but by the end of it, to see, you know, his growth and development, it's a fine and wonderful piece of art.
And I agree that if Rosie O'Donnell doesn't win 1,700 Emmys for this, I will be
God, she
surprised.
Was good. I of all the things I would think about Rosie O'Donnell, amazing, credible, supporting actor would not have been one of them.
Bryce, what did you think?
I thought it was a really nice kind of send off to the series. It gave it some direction that it was missing. I really appreciate it, especially when Dom is in that session with his therapist and she goes, this this is not, I mean, you know, it is a fictional story, but she goes like, this is not some picture perfect story. That is, it's easy to look at that pattern and say, oh, well, he did this to your mother.
This is a story you're telling yourself.
Right. Yeah. And I think when Dessa at the funeral or after the funeral tells him like, you're turning into him, which causes him to go and finish the manuscript. Like, I think there's a lot of good parallels, not just between Dom and Domenico, but also between Dom and Thomas and Tom, some of Thomas's paranoia. I mean, that's what we see a lot of, you know, right. There's still a lot of ambiguity. Like, well, what did happen at the psychiatric hospital? The Drinkwater says it happened and there's a piece of paper that says it happens, but that's, you know, they do the blood test and that really doesn't show anything. It's nice to kind of see those parallels and for him to realize like what I need to do is forgive people. And like
most of all himself, like that was the moment that brought me the most joy is seeing it start with himself.
And having that forgiveness take place, as a very understated sort of action, of a very internal action, right? And the circumstances, certainly with his father or stepfather, you know, you go to the hospital and someone's just had a huge heart attack and doesn't recognize who you are, you don't really make a big deal out of like, I'm forgiving you now. and so it was very, very sweet and very touching. The curse, you know, the curse has been a big narrative plot point through the whole series as well. And I wonder what we're meant to take away from that, unless maybe we're supposed to drop it. And that's just a part of the writings of a man who was, you know, very selfish and narcissistic. But I don't know, is there a subtextual curse? Is it not a hex, but is it selfishness? Is it anger? Is it over controlling?
I did not see episode 5, as we've talked about, but from what I have seen, it felt to me like the message was the curse is as real as you decide to make it. And Dominic gave himself permission to break the chain.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the subtext is you are the curse. And in episode 5, we saw that Domenico could have been very happy. He could have had a loving wife. He could have had a peaceful home. He could have been that great man that he kept talking about. But he decided that his principles were more important. And therefore he caused himself to have a horrible home life. And the pattern was happening again with Dominic, like we just talked about. He's the one who got in his own way and made a bad situation worse. Not that it wasn't a bad situation, but he made it worse. His grandfather had a good situation and made it bad. So I think that was the curse. The curse was your own, I don't know, self-flagellation or something.
One last thing, and I don't know how you guys feel about this. This is not a major
criticism. What you're about to ask, and I have the same opinion. Why did he never turn into the Hulk? Because he got really mad a few times.
The running thread through all of this of the Drinkwaters, and then at the end, it being that that Dom and Thomas are cousins of the Drinkwater twins. How did you guys feel about that? That felt very much like very perfect.
It felt cozy. It felt cozy.
Especially given especially given the plot point from like 20 minutes before of like these things don't line up perfectly. I was expecting for it to be like, yeah, it's some random guy we've never heard of and you're never going to hear of again because he's not, you know, in your life because of course he wouldn't be.
In many other projects, I would have found that to be too cozy and simple of a wrap up. But for this story,
why is it cozy? I'm sorry, I'm missing that. I don't get that.
I think because
they talk about the Drinkwaters so many times beforehand. Well,
right, because there's a reason they're talking about the Drinkwaters is because they want to make the point at the end about the Drinkwaters that they couldn't make if they didn't introduce you to the Drinkwaters. Like, it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy, I guess, but it didn't feel cozy to me.
Sure.
It felt like what they were trying to show at the end was there is a definite aspect to how you're perceived, to how you are treated in society. And even though Dom and Tom are drinkwaters, they are never treated as drinkwaters. And in fact, they are taught to be prejudiced against the drinkwaters, even though they don't know it, but they are. I loved that. I thought it was fantastic. And I don't know that you could do it any other way without introducing all of those facts of the past and have Ralph Drinkwater in there. It didn't feel cozy to me. It just felt like, oh, that's a story that they want to tell. And that's how you tell that story.
And I don't think it's a bold-faced sin of that being a too perfect connection, but it felt if one of the ideas is like, you are not trapped in this limited universe of the people and the patterns around you, then having the drink waters constantly be a thing through his childhood in the manuscript, with the previous generation, I guess it's not the thing I would have thought to do.
All it had been was like, and guess what? Surprise, it's the drinkwaters, and that's all you get out of it, then maybe. But the reason you have the drinkwaters know him as a grandfather is so that it's clear why this had to be hidden. The reason and why she knew him, how she even knew the Dominic and Thomas's father. Like, you have to have, it's because their father is a drinkwater, you have to have that story have the drinkwaters close. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been the father. Like, it's just, yeah. I don't know. It's part and parcel of telling that story. I don't think you could tell it any other way. And the way they told it didn't feel cheap to me, because they didn't, the sure. whole plot revelation mm-hmm. didn't revolve on the twist. It revolved on the reality of it. And I think that was super important.
And it's not, you know, I don't know, immersion breaking. It was just a small twinge on that for me. But I do think I think we get that great scene in the casino with Dom and
his cousin
Ralph.
His cousin Ralph, yeah, is like really sweet and is another extrapolation of the other messages that Dom has to learn. So a nice show overall. I enjoyed it.
That is, I Know This Much Is True, the entire season.